the real three core components to encouragement, to being a person who is like a vessel and provider of encouragement: vulnerability, authenticity, and presence. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving, for women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. I am thrilled to be here with you today. Hopefully, you know, just with you in your earbuds, sharing another conversation. You've got Lana and I again today. We just actually, if you're listening to this in real time, we actually came back from Art of the Cowgirl a couple weeks ago, and it was just a phenomenal experience. Like, it was so much fun. I had so much anxiety around leaving. I'm sure there are several of you that can relate, but the maternal anxiety for me around leaving, because there's so much going on with the ranch, with the kids, with the home, with everything. And then we don't have childcare. So it was just my husband, Jesse, watching the kids for 4 days straight. It's really hard for me to commit to go, but it went really well. I had the best time. Lana's the best cheerleader.
It was kind of like what we're going to be talking about today. It was so good to leave, knowing our kids were in good hands, as hard as that is, but also to be encouraged when we were there and knowing that it was worth leaving. Because I think if we went and like had a terrible time, it would not have felt so good. But we just had an amazing time at the Art of Cowgirl. So it made it a little bit easier.
It has been like, it was 2019, the last time I was out there, and I helped MC some of their speakers. And just seeing the evolution of that event is super encouraging. And we were talking about just how incredibly like grounded and genuine every single woman that we ran into. And we ran into a lot because the purpose of our being there was for Cowgirls Over Coffee. Part of our mission is we really want to connect women in the rural and Western lifestyle, not just with us, but with each other. And so that's a lot of what the work of Cowgirls Over Coffee is doing. And we're trying to, you know, think outside of the box to do that in creative ways. So we went to the Art of the Cowgirl with the mission of how can we connect rural and Western women with each other to provide the support, the advice, the conversation, the encouragement that we need to just tackle life every single day, because it's a grind and it's hard and we need each other. And so I will just tell you really quickly, our plan was we had note cards and we invited people. We got to sit in the area with those like iconic hot pink Art of the Cowgirl couches. And we invited people to sit down and write out a card with some words of encouragement to someone, to another woman that they don't know. And then they put their address on an envelope. Then we came home, we mixed the cards up, and then we are mailing them out. And so you're going to get, if you met with us at Art of the Cowgirl, you get a card in the mail with words of encouragement to you from a complete stranger. And it was so well received. And that's why I said, like, we actually, it's not like we just went and like enjoyed the event, which was awesome in and of itself, but we did get to talk to hundreds of women and have like thoughtful, heartfelt conversations with them, which of course, Lana and I were like lit up like the 4th of July, because the extroverted extroverts in us, like, it was fabulous.
It was so good. I just felt like I was living, like doing what I was created to do, if you will, just having those conversations. Because that was the one thing is, as you guys have probably figured out by now, Thea and I cannot have like surface level conversations. And so just being in an environment with women that also are the same way, like, there was like very, very small moments of talking about like weather and a lot of moments of talking about like really deep, either hard things or amazing things, but it was like instantly awesome conversations. And so that is really encouraging to me. So it was so fun.
I know. And that's like, too, because we got to have those one-on-one conversations and even like 5-to-1 conversations because there were so many groups of women coming together to this event. I was just so impressed with how the vibe and the heart of these women is so grounded and so genuine. And it was just so chill. And I loved every minute of getting to know people. It was just so much fun. So while we were there, we did all this and we've been talking to you, like it's actually part of our quote unquote official mission, like in our tagline is to connect, encourage, and equip. And so this is the encouragement piece of that. And so we wanted to first of all, have a conversation around what encouragement means, because I have been really intentional in crafting the Cowgirls Over Coffee, like what we do here, as it's not inspiration, it's encouragement, because a lot of things are inspiring, but I feel like encouragement really requires a heart to heart. And encouragement is also like, I feel like inspiration can be a little surface level where, and I mean, encouragement can be too, but in my mind, encouragement really incorporates the fact that I will cheer for you. I will help you workshop out the hard parts. We'll look at the good. We'll look at the bad. We know there's failures and wins happening simultaneously, and we're still pushing forward. And that's where I feel like encouragement is just so much more of this holistic, full-bodied piece of lifting another person up and keeping going. And so I wanted to share, one, just talk a little bit more about the topic of encouragement and our responsibility in providing encouragement to the people we love, also seeking encouragement when we need it, understanding the kind of encouragement that works for us. Like there's a very big self-study piece in this as well. And then we wanted to share you some of the words that we have from the cards that we got at Art of the Cowgirl, which, you know, are anonymous. So it's kind of fun. So I don't know if you saw us at Art of the Cowgirl, maybe you'll hear your words and you can screenshot this and tag us and be like, oh, that was me. But did you have anything to add to that before we dive in?
Well, I'm just going to read what the dictionary says about encouragement. It's, first of all, it's a noun, right? So it takes some action, which I love. It's not passive, but it says the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. And I think we hear encouragement and like, you have to realize it takes a little bit of work and just having that idea of there's action behind it, there's movement, and that, I don't know, that just brings it full circle for me. So, but yeah, let's read some of these cards.
Okay. Wait, one quick though. Read that one more time.
Okay. It's, I already lost it. Let's see. I'm not very good at closing.
We're unscripted here, folks. This is the, we want to keep our conversations genuine and authentic. We do our best.
Okay. The action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope.
I love those. That's what I was like. I couldn't remember all three. Support, confidence, and hope.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I've never looked that up before.
Yeah.
Support, confidence, and hope. Like, isn't that just what you need to like float your boat? Really?
Right.
Okay. I feel really good about that. Okay. Well, let's read some of these. We can take some turns. I think we each pulled some cards. I'm going to start with this one because this one, you know, speaks to the soapbox I like to get up on about making sure you're surrounding yourself with good people. So whoever this is, they either know me and they knew how to butter me up, or we just have like heartstrings attached. It says, place people in your life that serve you with positivity. It's absolutely okay to say no to things that don't serve you. Make up each day with a smile and know you're blessed. I love that.
That's great. I think I picked some of the pretty ones, and I wish you guys could see a picture, because like for me, I just love a note just to like put on my mirror when I'm getting ready in the morning. And maybe it's just like a couple of words, but just to like kind of reset your mind when you're getting ready with like a pretty picture. So this one says, along with a pretty picture, you are beautiful, you are loved, and you are strong. Think of how far you have come and use that as fuel to continue on your journey. And I just really, that one resonated with me. So.
You know, it was Art of the Cowgirl. So we right. did get quite a few doodles that were fantastic. Also, super impressed with people's handwriting. Like for the most part, there's some beautiful handwriting happening.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm jealous.
This one here, the mindset that I have says, as you inhale, imagine the peace you crave. When you exhale, let it all go. All the frustration, the pain, the perfectionism, and give it to the Lord. He's the one who can handle it all. I like that one.
Really good.
Especially like there's something about breath, breathing. I love the idea of like take a deep breath.
And this one, another person that has awesome handwriting, by the way, it says, sure, stay true to your beliefs, regardless of what the crowd does. Truth, love, and honor will always feed your soul. Jesus will provide blessings.
I love it. Okay, this one is another one with a doodle, and it has like some mountains in the back with a fence and a gate, and it's just like you're going out into wide open spaces. I don't know. I like the ones with the doodles too. We're doodlers, folks. Yep. It's what we do. This one says, dear cowgirl, keep being bold and taking charge of your life because it is truly your own. I hope you see the beauty in your life and the life around you. May your horses be rank and your heart be full. I loved that. That felt cowgirly. Do you want to do a couple more?
There's some that are really like, these are definitely cowgirls.
I actually saw one. It said, right leg, go, go, go. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do two more. Do you have one more you can do?
Yeah. Okay. So this one says, I once heard that dirt is a cowgirl's glitter. What this means to me is that although there's girls out there with a perfect, in quotes, life, remember that you're an amazing and perfect just the way you are. Love yourself always and remember that dirt is cowgirl's glitter. Stay handy.
Stay handy. I love that. Okay, this is the last one that I think I'll read. And you guys, feel free, like if this sparks something for you and you have some words of encouragement, screenshot this episode, tag us and write it, and we'll share it in our stories because we can keep this going. You didn't have to be at Art of the Cowgirl that we can share. It won't be as anonymous because we'll tag you back. But, you know, it's okay. I'm sure you have great words of encouragement that you don't mind being accountable for. This last one says, dear you, live every day like there's no tomorrow. If you have goals or a new thought, don't hesitate. Go for it with no expectations. Don't regret anything. Be happy, be loving, and enjoy your passion. And I love that. I love the like, no expectations. Don't hesitate, but don't have expectations. Just move. Move your booty. Get after it.
This one, just the way that she wrote the note for this next one, or the last one I'll read here, it reminds me of like something you would just really send your friend, right? Like just sending a note in the mail to somebody you really know. And it just says, hang in there, girl. You've got this. I didn't think I could go back to school later in life, but it was always my dream. If I could do it, you can too. Sending you love, peace, and encouragement. Believe in yourself. And like, that's one of the things that a lot of these cards, it was like what the people were writing, like what they needed to hear, or maybe like what they needed to hear 10 years ago. And you could just feel that when you read the cards, like everybody, no matter what, how they look or how put together they are, needs some encouragement. And that was just so, I guess, eye-opening for me when reading through these cards, just how much we need each other. And I absolutely just feel privileged to have had the opportunity to read all of these notes because there are so many good ones. We just picked out a few, but my goodness, we could have read them all, honestly.
Oh yeah. They were all fantastic. And what I love too is because we're at this incredible event, we got this cross-section of generations. We had women in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s sitting down to share encouragement. And like, and then they were conversing with us and like sharing their experiences with us and what moved them to write what they did. And it was just, I love that the struggles are not new. That was the biggest thing. That was my takeaway from this cross-section generational conversation that we just kind of were like, I don't know, like not gatekeepers, but like we were the gate of this coming through. And I was like, wow, these struggles have not changed. Not really, not for rural ranch women. The isolation, the challenges of motherhood, the feeling like you should be outside helping, like the needing support, the feeling, all of the insecurities and struggles and challenges. I mean, there's truly nothing new under the sun. And my big takeaway when I was talking to women who were a decade or two or three decades ahead of me in life was like, this sounds a little gratuitous, but like, it's not as big of a problem as you think it is right now. Like, this too shall pass. Like, so I feel like, again, I don't want this to sound gratuitous, but I think this is one of the things where there's a seed of truth in the encouragement that has been maybe teased out to be a little frivolous, and we're like tired of hearing it as a meme. But like, be in this moment, you know, the don't sell your saddle, like everything that we're challenged by now, it's all a passage of time. And the more we can be sure that we really embrace what we're in and we really look for the joy and the productive part, even if it's not where we necessarily, our expectations where we think we should be or what we think we should be doing or what we think we should be producing. If we can just really embrace where we're at and what is coming easy and what is being bringing joy right alongside the struggle, like when we're out of it, we're not going to have the regrets. And we also won't have that hectic feeling like, did I miss something? Like, you know, you always feel like you forgot your purse somewhere. I feel like that is something that I really moved away from, that I had. I mean, I really feel like that was a disease I had in the early years when the boys were really young. I would say from like 0 to 3, that was like, I just was trying so hard to keep up. And like, I was just like a little duck with my feet paddling under the water, but except for I wasn't going anywhere. Like I was a little duck that was like in the muck.
Right.
That's a good book, A Duck Stuck in the Muck, if you've not listened to it. But didn't you love hearing from other women, like just across the generations?
Oh, yeah. I think that's exactly, if you are not in, I don't know, maybe church or like a group of friends or something where you're not getting that wisdom from like older generations and pouring into younger generations, I think that is so key for just staying grounded in life. Like getting wisdom and sharing wisdom is something that we are just created to do. And I will say, just going off of what you were talking about, we also have to know how to believe the encouragement. So I know for mm-hmm. me that somebody gives you a compliment and you just justify it, right? Like, oh, well, you should have seen me this morning. You know, like you just say these like, well, it's not really true, right? Or like you just tell yourself like, oh, well, I'm not actually that good, right? And these little lies of just like, just tearing yourself down instead of just like, really truly believing what you maybe you read or you saw or somebody said to you, and letting it soak in as something to encourage you instead of just immediately dogging on yourself. It's almost like a false humility, you know, when we do that, because we're almost so prideful that we're afraid to get hurt. So we're like, well, I'll be the first to dog on myself, right? And so just taking the time to really let those words of encouragement, or I mean, there's different ways that we all feel encouraged. And I think we could talk about that a little bit too. Sometimes it is words. Sometimes it's somebody serving you or taking care of you. Sometimes it's a gift. Sometimes it's like really good time together, quality time. And sometimes it's like maybe that just that hug that you really needed. But we all take that in a little bit differently. But letting it actually soak in instead of just brushing it off, I think is important for your soul, you know?
Oh, yes, 1,000%. And I think going back to the wisdom piece, like that's also why we need to soak in these moments. If we're not present in these moments, we're not going to let the wisdom soak in. Like we're not going to be able to have those experiences where we can share, like, right? It's so funny because we think of wisdom as something that's like outside of ourselves and outside of our current experience. But like right now in this moment is when we're earning that wisdom. This is when we're like building it and learning it and earning it so that we can pass it on to someone who's a few paces behind us. And that's not necessarily even in years. Like you could pass on wisdom to someone who is older than you or younger than you or the same age as you, depending on the experiences that you've had, and not just experience like check skill, but experience like how you lived through something. And I think that we try to circumvent the struggle because no one likes the struggle. I sure as heck don't. I am just as guilty of this. I don't like being challenged. I don't like when things are hard. Like the whole growth mindset thing, like I really don't like when things don't come easy. So we try to circumvent it and get through it as fast as possible. And I think that's where we end up repeating these same cycles of mistakes and challenges, because we almost have to do the work to gain the wisdom before we can go on to the next thing. Like, that's almost a life requirement, I think, that no one has really it wasn't in the book that we were given when we turned 18 and they were floating into the world. And I wanted to say something else about, it's so easy to deflect the encouragement. So I have a fail-safe solution for this. Today, we all agree that we will never, ever lie to someone and tell them nice things about themselves that we don't believe. So we promise we'll never tell you you're cute when you're not cute, or you're smart when you're not smart, or you're strong when you're not strong. We all promise to never do that. And since we all made that promise, okay, right now, everybody nodding, making the promise, now we never have to worry about people giving us false encouragement ever again, because we all made this agreement that we're only giving
the truth,
honest. Right?
Right.
Okay. See? All good. I will say too, one of the things you touched on was the ego around it and getting in our own way. And I noticed people, when we explained this to them, what we were doing, people were super excited to do it. And they sat down and they were like, I don't know what to write. They loved the idea and they were like, oh my gosh. And that's just worrying that we're going to sound silly or not saying something cool enough. And I think that was such a good snapshot for me. I was like, that's why we don't tell someone on the street, hey, you're doing a good job. Throwing out a random compliment because we don't want to look stupid. Right?
Right.
How much encouragement are we not giving one another because we're selfishly afraid of looking stupid?
Yep. Yep. There's a lot of pride behind it, you know?
So much.
It gets in our own way. And it's not just you. It's we all do it. We all have this pride, or I call it false humility, when you're like, oh, well, I don't want to, you know, but really it's just pride. It's hard to get over. But I think when we start living like we are there to encourage, when you just have that in your heart, hey, I'm going to walk into this room and look for 5 people I can just encourage today, right? Just having that mindset of thinking of people instead of just yourself, it changes how you enter the room, right? And in that, Thea and I experienced, we went to this event to really just try to encourage women. And in that, we were encouraged,
so
fivefold, right? And so, if you live your life like you're just trying to encourage others, looking for those opportunities, my goodness, it changes the whole day. It changes your whole life.
Yes.
But at least, and we felt that at this Art of the Cowgirl, it was so fun. But
it was so good. It was just the quality of women was just phenomenal. As human beings, I was just blown away. Not to mention the fun. I loved watching, the horses were phenomenal too. And the riding, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to, pulling out my 2024 list of goals. And I'm like, yeah, this one's on here, this riding more, but this is making me, I'm feeling convicted now. But as we're talking, I was just thinking the real 3 core components to encouragement, to being a person who is a vessel and provider of encouragement: vulnerability, authenticity, and presence. I think if we really lean into those 3 things, that's where we're going to be able to draw some honest to goodness encouragement. And it's just like everything else. You know that Friends episode where Joey challenges Phoebe? He's like, you always feel good if you do a good deed. And Phoebe's out to prove him wrong. And you know, it was like doing something just with no, you get nothing back. And that is the freaking truth. You do not give encouragement. And I think that was what was the magnitude of what we did. It was we went out to give encouragement, which we were I will say too, I wasn't sure if people were going to be super receptive. They're going to be I was I don't know, this is not a super deep idea. But we were out there broadcasting essentially encouragement, talking one-on-one, and it just flooded back. It just was a flood back, because you don't give it without getting it back. So I think that's kind of if you're feeling down and out, reach out to somebody and encourage them, because you're probably going to hear back from that person, oh, I really needed to hear that. And you're like, yeah, me too, sis. Right there in the trenches too.
And I think, as we start thinking about wrapping this up, like really think about that. Like what we did was just pull a bunch of strangers together. But can you imagine if you wrote a real letter or something encouraging, or like maybe it's a whole different way. Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's quality time, whatever. But if you did that to your friends or someone that you know that needs it, that you're just, that maybe just came to your mind right now, that somebody that is really in the dumps, right? How much that would mean to that person. And so I guess like that's, if you get nothing out of this podcast, but if you right now text that person or write a letter and send it in the old fashioned mail, like it was worth your time. It is always worth your time. So that's my encouragement for you today.
I love that. And I would say too, like, I would almost too give you the little tough love of like, you're responsible. Like, I do think it's our responsibility as human beings on this earth to be a source of encouragement for one another. And my goodness, who needs it more? Who needs it more than people in our community, especially like the lifestyles that we live? Again, isolation and challenge, like it's a high demand lifestyle that we've chosen for ourselves. Get vulnerable. Yeah. And I want you, like, you have the responsibility. I'm going to tell you, you need to be vulnerable. Like, get vulnerable with yourself. Really look at your struggles and the things that are challenging you and what you're learning from it, and use that as the impetus to share great encouragement. Because when people sat down on that couch and they were like, I don't know what to share, we told them, well, what would you need to hear? What do you need to hear right now? And I want to encourage you to say that is not inauthentic. It is not inauthentic to come from a place where you are struggling, where like you are tired and you are pressed and you're feeling incompetent, and reach out to someone and give them the words you need. That's not inauthentic. I think that's probably the most authentic thing that we can do, because we're going to find connection through that. So know how you can encourage and know what you need to be encouraged. Like what you need is probably what someone else needs. And if you're sitting there being like, well, I don't have anyone in my life that's encouraging me, encourage someone else, because you will instantly get someone in your life that is encouraging you. Like I would, you know, I know there's a bell curve statistically of these things, but I think you'd be hard pressed to find that even you just find one person to encourage, you're immediately going to have encouragement back or have received a feeling of encouragement back. So that's all I got to say. I don't know. That's all I've got to say about encouragement. I am obviously encouraged, because I loved seeing this connection. Again, if y'all have not been to Art of the Cowgirl, it's down in Arizona. It is in January. The dates have shifted around a little bit, I know, over the years. Go to artofthecowgirl.com. I am not the spokesperson for Art of the Cowgirl, so I don't know exactly. But you can see all the events and the horse sales and the competitions that they have going on in this coming year. But definitely make sure you put on your calendar to go to this event next year for the main event, because it's really phenomenal. And it's fun to go shopping too. Like there's a fun little trade show, and the music and the speakers and everything was really good. So, and again, this is not a paid plug or anything. No one asked us to do this. We are not affiliated, but it was just such a wonderful experience. And it led to this, you know, great practice that we're going to continue to do. This is part of our mission, is connecting you with one another and encouraging you in ways that you can carry home into your communities and into your life. So, thanks for listening. And if through this podcast, I guess I didn't even.
Right.
I hope you felt encouraged today. You have anything final thoughts to add, Lana, before we wrap her up?
No, I just hope that at some point in this podcast, it brought a smile to your face and challenged you, but that you truly feel encouraged, you're not alone, that you're not alone in this, and that we are all in that same boat of just needing. We're needy sometimes, and it's hard.
We're all a bunch of needy.
Because we, as I don't know, just Western rural women, we don't like to be needy, but we do need each other. We do. And so I hope that today you just reach out to a friend, or maybe you pop back into church if you haven't been there for a while, or just find a group of people where you can be real with and let it change your life. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So to all you needy Nellies, I'll steal a line from Meg, is you're unalone in your aloneness. And it's all good. We're all good. We're here for it. Okay, Catch us next week. We'll be back. More conversations over coffee with some cowgirls. We'll talk to you then. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.